It is our monthly shot of poetry with Maureen McDowell, live from North Carolina. Take it away, Maureen.
Oh, thank you, Nanette. Thank you, everyone, for tuning in. I am currently in Swannanoa, North Carolina, not far outside of Asheville, where I went to college and spent a lot of my 20s. So I come here every summer, and it's just beautiful out. So I'm going to lead with a poem that came from my first poetry book, Exploring My Options, and it's called Masks. My walls are full of masks, red, yellow, blue, and gold. When I put them on my face, my heart goes from warm to cold. I have a mask of indifference. I wear it when I do not care. I have a mask of illusion. I wear it when I need to disappear. I have a mask of despair. I wear it when I lose my mind. I have a mask of fear. I wear it when I see that love is blind. I have a mask for my family and a mask for my job. I have a mask of cleanliness, even though I am a slob. I have a mask for fitting in, even though I know I don't. I have a mask for every occasion. I wear them to stay afloat. I wonder what's below my masks. Is it someone I'd like to know? One day I hope I'll tire of them and decide to close the show.
Boy, that really speaks to our era, doesn't it?
Doesn't it? And I always think about that because school's starting soon, which my child just graduated. So I am taking off the mask of being a school-age parent. And he's also taking off his mask of being a school-age child, and, you know, there's always, like, that time over the summer of that anticipation of who will I be when I go back to school, and so I thought that poem would be really appropriate for all the kids and parents that are getting ready for a new school year.
And thank you, Maureen.
I wind down. Yes, thank you. So I'm going to read another poem. It's from my latest book, Feast, which came out in 2021, and this poem is called Her. I want to know her, my gentler half, hear the secrets she whispers, yet I wrestle her. She can't be trusted. My fragile shell translucent in my desire for her love. She sees right through me. We are all walking around wounded, screaming for relief, looking in the wrong places for healing. We somehow think it's not enough being enough, so we give until we break. The fissure in our facades wants to grow flowers, wants the light to shine through. She smiles at me, my stronger half. I feel taunted. I feel tangled. She doesn't notice. She's too busy dancing. Her attention is elsewhere. She has no time for my neurosis. She plants new roses. She is following the sun. I drop in a huff, and with a puff, she dismisses my drudgery, caught up in the luxury of being alive. I say, what's wrong with me? She says, nothing. You are all lovely, all light. Don't worry, she says. Everything is all right.
Wow.
Thank you very much. And thank you again, everyone, for tuning in for the monthly shot of poetry. This poem is from my second book, Longing for the Deep End, which came out in 2011, and it's called The Great Cosmic Joke. Here's hoping heaven is not a materialistic society. Is it okay to actually have the audacity to think it's a valid vocation to be a poet in this world of diamond-encrusted braces and 14-karat gold nail polish? I write at a broken-down 1950s school desk. The answering machine is barking bill collectors, and people tell me I need a real job. Am I a punchline at parties? Is there a place in heaven for those of us who write to make the world a better place? I just hope that the great cosmic joke will not be on us. I hope that once I get to heaven, if there is one, that God will not be charging admission or request to see my tax returns to prove I made enough money to come in.
You've done a lot of deep thinking in North Carolina.
Well, that was a poem from one of my first books. It's funny when I read it because it says The Answering Machine. Because it's from 2011. 2011. And it's like before cell phones. It's so funny. the answering machine. Who has answering machines anymore? I mean,
yes,
I
but
guess
I can. But I can tell you've been writing and reading and thinking. I can tell that you've got that. I can smell smoke from far away. That you've really been very, very into the creative, Maureen. Right?
Yes, yes. That's what the North Carolina mountains are always a place to. I don't necessarily feel creative here, but I get like the new energy to start because I still think of life in terms of school years. So I like to come up here in July. I'm fortunate to be able to come up here and kind of reset and then come with guns blazing for the next iteration of whatever Maureen's going to be. So I have a couple more. Is that cool?
Oh, we cannot wait. Is it cool? It's hot here, so cool us all.
So these are, I've got two more poems I'm going to share, and they will be part of my next collection of poetry, Mending the Nets, which will be coming out in 2025. This is called Without Words. Even when I'm an insider, I feel like an outsider, like someone's going to tap me on the shoulder and whisper, I know your secret. You don't belong here. You feel this way too, don't you, dear human? Look at us, alone in our own thoughts, searching for meaning. I savor something in a book or have an epiphany about a random realization and then try to articulate it to somebody, but it's impossible to translate the feeling, and so the plump peach of a moment becomes a shriveled slice. I wish I could hold hands with somebody and transmute what I'm trying to say simply through touch. Maybe that's why we crave passionate intimacy, sex, another form of communication. How else can we transfer a feeling without words?
Mm.
So one more, and then I will sign off and go possibly hiking today. I don't know. It's beautiful weather out. We'll see. So this is called I Have Never. I have never looked at my attractiveness as being my currency. I use my personality, wit, sarcasm to win people over. I have never thought of myself as pretty. I never caught the eyes of boys growing up, and I still can't look into those windows of men to catch their attention. I have never had a game when it comes to dating or realized how much I used my personality until I was asked to model on a daytime talk show. It was for shapewear. My friend, who was the host of the segment, loved my curves, asked me to participate. As I stood in front of the camera, it hit me. I've always used the fire of my brain and flavors of my words to bring people into my world. Standing there in front of those bright camera lights, curved and thick long hair, being focused on this way was horrifying. And once the segment was over, I rushed back into my house robe, threw my hair into a bun, and devoured a thick, delicious book.
Unbelievable. Listen, you're not leaving yet, Maureen. Tell us a little bit about how meshing with nature. I know that we're both tree huggers. Share with our listeners how much nature is an inspiration to the creative soul.
Well, besides the fact that going in nature totally calms your nervous system down, there's also a thing where looking left to right, like maybe even on a like large vistas, it calms your brain down and can help with depression and easing any kind of anxiety that people are having. But some people, you know, this is very interesting. I'm learning a lot with this environmental job I have that some people really don't feel comfortable in nature. They don't feel comfortable outside. Maybe it isn't a safe place for some people. So that's something to consider. A lot of people aren't really exposed to nature either. So the simplest ways that you can kind of reconnect with nature is maybe start growing some plants or some flowers, or even just figure out where your local parks are and take a stroll. And if you don't feel comfortable going by yourself, get a group of people together and bring some books to read or maybe a sketch pad. It's just really helpful to have time in the natural world because we are also part of nature and we often forget about that, especially when we live in urban environments.
Well, Maureen McDowell, a monthly shot of poetry. We'll see you again in August. Thank you so much for reading from your previous books and your upcoming book. We're all looking forward to Mending the Nest 2025, and we'll see you again in August.
Thank you so much, Nanette. Thank you for being you.
And you. Okay.
Talk to you soon. Bye, everyone.